neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So Udot and Misfaf eating. There are other matters that it's very important to observe. So Gemara brings about Rabbi Bar Abaye. His task was in charge of community. He was a very busy man. So now we have a mitzvah. It's called Shemot. It's Rashi Tevot Shenayim Migra VeHatargum. This mitzvah is the obligation of every individual, every Yehudi, must go through the parasha twice the pasuk and once the omelos. It's called Shemot, Shenayim Migra VeHatargum. So Gemara brings about Rabbi Bar Abaye because he was not able to observe this mitzvah through the year. He was busy, now take care of people and so on. So on Erev Yom HaKippurim, he would finish the whole Chumash Shenayim Migra VeHatargum. Right? But the problem here is that he's trying to collect Zechuyot. So this mitzvah is an obligation of every individual that at the first place on Friday, right after Shacharit, we observe the mitzvah. But there's other options through the week that if one is not able to and so on. So that's one thing that also is brought. If one was not able to do it, so he has to start as much as possible to finish this obligation. And not only that, it's brought that this special mitzvah brings Arichud Yamim. What is Arichud Yamim means? Arichud Yamim means no jogging and no multivitamin. You save a lot of money and time. So Shenayim Migra VeHatargum brings you long life. So Rabbi Bar Abaye, I mean, not that, God forbid, he didn't want to do it. He was busy with the needs of community. So on Erev Yom HaKippurim would finish this mitzvah. So this is the second matter that besides having Seudot on Erev Yom HaKippurim, try to complete this obligation that we all have. Also, it's about that Rabbi Akiva, Alav Shalom, as you know, his Petira is on Yom HaKippurim. His Hilula is on Yom HaKippurim. Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Alav Shalom, Zechuto Moren Aleinu. He would never leave his yeshiva, only twice a year. I don't know how he handled his Shalom Bayit, but twice a year he would go home. Once was Erev Yom HaKippurim, and the second time? Erev Pesach, Hazaka Baruch. So he would go home twice a day, twice a year. But Baruch Hashem, you know, we have a zechut to be home every day. Ad Ma'av Esrim, Bezat Hashem. Another remedy, Atana Mar Uqva. Mar Uqva was sending Sedakah to Ani and Erev Yom HaKippurim. Why? Because especially on Erev Yom HaKippurim, it's right before Chatima, going to be receiving the first seal, Polom, they call it, notarization. So he was trying to gain Zochriyot. So on Erev Yom HaKippurim, he would try to help as many needy people as was possible. So we see here that we're talking about the sages. You know what the sage that is mentioned, his name in the Torah, in the Gemara, what level they had? What was the level? They could cause Techiyat HaMetim. You know what Techiyat HaMetim means? Techiyat HaMetim, they will be able to bring somebody back to life, or the other way around. But still we see, even though that they had such a level, they were trying to grab as much as Zuchiyot, that is possible. Finish their mitzvah that they did not complete through the year, Shenayim Migra, come home, help the aniim. So more so, if you'll be able to make ourselves alive, you know, Hashem Yazor. I mean, other people, you know, beside the point. But here we're talking about the level that we're able to make people alive. But still, they didn't say, you know, I'm good enough. So Hashem is like, you know, they be able to collect as many zochuyot b'zayin Hashem before Yom Kippurim and kol yemei chayenu. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.